Recognized co-authors Tom Weidegardner, John Matthew, and Chris. Even though I don't have the results of what Chris sent me, I did acknowledge him being in here. This work has been going on for a while. Tom actually started this a while back, several years ago. He was wanting to develop a system, eliminate the acid, especially for anything that could possibly be used as a human protein source for the gossypol free or the engineered cottonseed that was low gossypol, that if you were going to go into the human food chain, you would not want to necessarily have acid delining or an acid type of process. And so there were several iterations that he had developed using clothes dryers and other things. It was rather interesting. And then we started working with him to beef it up, to try to improve the capacity of it, put some horsepower to it. The first iteration, we basically had, he had card wire is what he actually had lining it, but card wire wasn't very durable. You couldn't process very many pounds without the card wire breaking and starting to get bald within the drum. Basically, it's just a big rotating drum with an abrasive on the inside. Then you have some brushes. They were nylon at the time that would actually work to scrub the seed, because abrasive delining is not new to anybody that's familiar with anything associated with delining. Ran around, there's patents from the early 1800s associated with that with the process. But, of course, one of the things that usually run into is either it didn't clean the seed completely or it killed the germ. So you either created too much heat or it took too much time and then it didn't clean the seed completely. So the first iteration we basically built, it was a 42-inch diameter, 8-foot long, tumbled it around. It was really rather terrible in the sense that it had way too much open space. So the seed bounced around in there like popcorn and it wasn't being worked on. So then I'm going to talk about the iteration that we actually tested. This, to start with, after we had that debacle with the 42-inch one, said, okay, wait, we're going to keep doing these iterations over and over again. Let us go. We didn't intend to do a breeder model, but it just sort of worked that way. We said, let us get a small-scale version. We're going to test out all the different types of abrasives. We'll test out speeds of the drum, test out speeds of the brushes, and we'll evaluate all this, and then we'll take that up to the large scale. So our real purpose in having a small scale was just to model it so that we would know what to do, so we didn't have to keep doing trial and error on an 8-foot version. And this was the prototype that we built. It has the two roller brushes. This drum rotates around. Of course, this is the air system to remove the lint. The lint gets caught right here in the box. Here's another view. Of course, we don't run it without a guard. Just want everybody to know we do have a guard, just so you can see this. This is where we put it in. It bounces around in here, and then, of course, the air system pulls off the back. Here's the duct for the air system back here. And then after it run, there was a seed company that came and did some testing on different varieties, and, of course, the different varieties perform differently. They anywhere between 3 minutes to 10 minutes is what it took to produce totally naked seed. And that was a pound size lot. So 1 pound in here, you run anywhere between 3 minutes to 10 minutes and you would get the naked seed and it would discharge on the backside. Now, as a result of that, what happened, BC Supply actually, we worked with them and went through an iteration. I guess we're still working on improving things. And there was a presentation by Joel, who's in the room, Jane Deaver's graduate student, that at Texas AgriLife. He has this model. This is the prototype that was initially built. BC did a good job of combining it all together instead of having it spread out. Looking at some of the different brush type materials, also evaluating how much do you lose, how effective are you at cleaning, and other parameters. This is still in the 1 pound, up to a 1 pound size lots is what you can evaluate. And this is being manufactured right now. I think there was two of them sold last year to Jody Scheffler and Todd Campbell. And there's some work being done on that. We want to keep improving this model and keep get this to where the breeders could actually use it without any acid. That's the main focus and the main purpose. I guess I'll just show the video, because when I show videos, we don't have to talk. I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Here we are.
I don't really need the phone. Basically, he's just turning it on. It rotates the drum. There's some air jets. So you really have to have 110 power, and you also have to hook up at least a pressure line, air line, about 80 PSI. So it's not going to run the full, it runs for 5 minutes. So he's put a pound in, you got the two brushes rotating, they counter-rotate to the rotation of the drum. The drum is lined with nylon and steel brushes. It was important that you did nylon and steel and not all steel. You would think as aggressive as you could be would be nice, but steel creates heat. The nylon dissipates the heat. So there's a balance between what you need with the steel and the nylon. We can go up to 60% steel without adversely impacting the germination, at least as far as we know at this point in time. We may be able to go a little higher, but anyway, you have that balance. So it just rotates in here. This there's a, of course, all the lint gets pulled over. It's almost done. As it gets clean, the seed starts settling down in the bottom, and that'll be important when I talk about the 8-foot version in just a minute. Of course, he finishes it. He turns off the rotation, and there's going to be an air jet that also blows it from the back down through this chute right here. So he opened that door, that latch. He blew it down to this tray, and then there's the seed. Now, there was some lint that got caught under the rollers, but that's the seed after 5 minutes of what it is. So anyway, so this was the 8-foot version that we built. And, of course, it's 18 inches in diameter, and the brushes are a lot bigger so that we don't have as much free space. There's still some modifications we need to do with this that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. Here's the building of it. That's nice. I don't... I saw Derek do this with his presentation yesterday, and I thought it would be a nice thing to do. That's rather fascinating. What it talks about is the size that we ran and the RPMs, and I can go through all that. We did some iterations where we did different runs, 3, 6, and 9 minutes, and I'm talking about the 8-foot version. What we actually did, let me see if I can actually have a picture. This is better. So what you have is, okay, so we feed in over here, and it runs down the distance. This is it with all the nice guarding and everything else. Here's where the lint gets removed. That trap, of course, catches any kind of seed that starts getting airborne, and you will get some of that. Immature seeds, any lightweight seeds, they'll come through with the lint. So what you're doing is you're dropping the seed in as it meters in here. It travels. We just keep this level. And so we looked at a discharge both on the back side and on the feed side. So here's the discharge on the feed side. Here's the discharge on the back side. We ran it for 3 minutes, 6 minutes, and 9 minutes. The initial idea is, of course, you think, if I'm going to feed it in here, I'm going to get it out on the back side. That was the logical approach, but what we actually found out, it worked better the other way around. The side you feed it in is the side that it really kicks out on, and it does a much better job. Because what really happens, we put some good air on this. We really pull. So when you drop it in, all the seed runs down here that's fuzzy because the air moves it down there. It just pushes it all down to that end, and it starts all getting worked on. Well, if you're discharging from that, now you're going to have to be a batch system. You're going to have to sit there and wait for that seed to get clean. But if you, and we're, if you go to the other side, what happens is this seed gets clean, it starts walking its way back up this way and discharges out. And it's clean then. There's no fuzzy seed's not going to walk back up that full 8 foot distance. But the naked seed does. And it has to do with the way the brushes are spiraled in there. They will start transferring it just like an auger, slowly, but they'll transfer it. So we did a 3, 6, and a 9 minute run. The throughput of this machine, at least right now, if you're doing it in batches or where you're producing totally naked seed, is around 100 pounds an hour. And that can vary 10 or 20 to 25 pounds depending on the variety, because some varieties are a little harder to clean, and also the residual lint that you have on there. Here was average lint loss. This was just some data for the 3, 6, and 9 minutes. Of course, you know, this is in the 1% range. You started with a total fuzzy residual lint of 9.8%. So the seed as it was had 9.8% residual lint on it, which is common. 9 to 11% is what you're going to actually see for residual lint on seed, even from the best of guys. And so what you would have remaining after 3 minutes is one. This was if you did the feed side. The green is if you did the air side. And the air side there is looking better for the 9 minutes. Average seed and lint for the delinting. Basically, this is the lint. So this would say we put in a 10-pound charge, and at the end of the 3 minutes, you can see the difference, obviously, between this gap and here is what we lost. Now, why did we lose that? Some of it actually would come up in the air system, so we need to work on being able to catch that. There's also an idea of catching the lint and reworking it so that you recover any seed that got transported over. Also, we didn't sort out between immatures and anything else. So immature seed would come out. This started acting like a classifier and started separating out some of those. So even though we had seed that got brought over to the lint, it was not fuzzy. I mean, it was not viable. I need to move on. Anyway, this is just the breakdown of this. As far as the lint, the seed, and other items, basically the cleanliness of the seed. I'm going to run this. This is the large one. This is as we were discharging. You're running real time. We just decided to open this up and let it kick out. And so it did start getting clean after we waited about 3 minutes, and then we just started opening it up. And that's part of the 10 pounds as it discharges.
So you project that to be a continuous flow?
That's what we're going to work on. What we're going to do is actually there's been interest expressed from some for us not to produce naked seed, but for us to produce seed that has 3 to 6% residual lint, so that you could actually still feed it to the cattle feed industry. You know, you could still have this lint portion, but yet the idea is, if you will, a gin or somebody else was doing this, could process their own seed, they could recover that lint portion and sell that as a separate, but just to keep it continuous flow. I would think if we do that, it's a lot easier to hit 3 to 6% residual lint. I don't have to keep it in there near as long. I can adjust the brushes, the spacing on these to that. To the rotating drum, change some of the speeds, and I think I can be a little more aggressive because as it goes through, it doesn't have time to heat up as much. So basically, I'll just cut to the chase, and that's what we're going to do. We're also going to look at replacing some of those rotating brushes with some stationary. We're not going to put two stationaries in there. That doesn't work very well. But if one of them is stationary, maybe that can actually work, and so we have one less motor. Actually, or one less rotating brush.
Thank you. What's the value of the litter?
It's a great question. I don't know if Tom's in here. He could probably. How much?
25.
25 cents a pound.
First or second cut?
So this would act as most of the length that's recovered off here acts as if it's second cut.
Okay.
It would be very similar to that because there is some kind of processing of it.